தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவரை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீபகவானுவாச இதம் துதே குஹ்யதமம் இதம் துதே குஹ்யதமம் ப்ரவக்ஷ்யாம்யன சூயவே ப்ரவக்ஷ்யாம்யன சூயவே ஞானம் விஞ்ஞான சஹிதம் ஞானம் விஞ்ஞான சஹிதம் யஜ்ஞாத்வா மோக்ஷ்யசே சுபாத் யஜ்ஞாத்வா மோக்ஷ்யசே சுபாத். ஸ்ரீ பகவானுவாச இதம் துதே குஹ்யதமம் ப்ரவக்ஷ்யாம்யன சூயவே ஞானம் விஞ்ஞான சஹிதம் யஜ்ஞாத்வா மோக்ஷ்யசே சுபாத். ராஜ வித்யா ராஜ குஹ்யம் ராஜ வித்யா ராஜ குஹ்யம் பவித்ரமிதமுத்தமம் பவித்ரமிதமுத்தமம் ப்ரத்யக்ஷாவகமம் தர்மியம் ப்ரத்யக்ஷாவகமம் தர்மியம் சுசுகம் கர்த்தும் அவ்யயம் சுசுகம் கர்த்தும் அவ்யயம் ராஜ வித்யா ராஜ குஹ்யம் பவித்ரமிதமுத்தமம் ப்ரத்யக்ஷாவகமம் தர்மியம் சுசுகம் கர்த்தும் அவ்யயம். அஸ்ரத்ததானா புருஷாஹ தர்மஸ்யாஸ்ய பரந்தப தர்மஸ்யாஸ்ய பரந்தப அப்ராப்யமாம் நிவர்த்தந்தே அப்ராப்யமாம் நிவர்த்தந்தே மிருத்யு சம்சார வர்மணி மிருத்யு சம்சார வர்மணி. அஸ்ரத்ததானா புருஷாஹ தர்மஸ்யாஸ்ய பரந்தப அப்ராப்யமாம் நிவர்த்தந்தே மிருத்யு சம்சார வர்மணி. மயா ததமிதம் சர்வம் மயா ததமிதம் சர்வம் ஜகதவ்யக்த மூர்த்தினா ஜகதவ்யக்த மூர்த்தினா மத்தானி சர்வ பூதானி மத்தானி சர்வ பூதானி நசாஹம் தேஷ்வவஸ்திதஹ நசாஹம் தேஷ்வவஸ்திதஹ மயா ததமிதம் சர்வம் ஜகதவ்யக்த மூர்த்தினா மத்தானி சர்வ பூதானி நசாஹம் தேஷ்வவஸ்திதஹ நச மத்தானி பூதானி நச மத்தானி பூதானி பஷ்யமே யோகமைஸ்வரம் பஷ்யமே யோகமைஸ்வரம் பூத பிரத்னச பூதஸ்தஹ பூத பிரத்னச பூதஸ்தஹ மமாத்மா பூத பாவனஹ மமாத்மா பூத பாவனஹ நச மத்தானி பூதானி பஷ்யமே யோகமைஸ்வரம் பூத பிரத்னச பூதஸ்தஹ மமாத்மா பூத பாவனஹ. Rajavidya Rajagubhya Yoga, the yoga of the royal knowledge and royal secret. This chapter comes in the middle portion of the Gita, as you know, the middle portion, and the title is on Upasana, Bhakti. So here the chapter itself is entitled as Rajavidya Rajagubhya Yoga. This is called as royal knowledge and this is a royal secret. Why is this knowledge of the self considered as a royal knowledge? Vidya, this is a vidya, self vidya, atma vidya. This atma vidya is considered as raja vidya, supreme of all knowledge. Why?
See, an example is that Raja Janak, where they say that Raj Vidya, knowledge is given to kings because they should, they've experienced and gone through all their vasanas and it doesn't attract them anymore.
Vidya is called as Raja Vidya. This Vidya is not that only given to kings.
Okay.
Why is this called as Raja Vidya? Supreme of all knowledges.
So basically giving the last key to whatever he's teaching us. Taking us there and he said once you do all that, you just need to push yourself to reach the goal, the ultimate mode.
Then,
what is the second word you said? Raja Vidya and Raja?
Bhukhya, I'm coming to that. Raja Bhukhya means royal secret. First I'm analyzing what is royal knowledge. Why is it called as royal knowledge? Why is this Atma Vidya, knowledge of the self, called as the supreme of all knowledges?
Because then you become
that's the ultimate
truth. See, you must understand this. Every knowledge, every other knowledge varies only in degree. This knowledge varies in kind. I'll explain what it means. Somebody may be more informed compared to another person. Somebody is in 5th standard. Somebody is in 10th standard. Somebody is in PhD. PhD is more knowledgeable than the 12th. 12th fellow is more knowledgeable than the 5th. But all of them are varying only in degree. They still remain ignorant of the true self. As a result of such ignorance of the true self, they consider themselves to be limited and try to go on fulfilling the void, and the more they fulfill, the more they want, they continue this chakra of insecurity. It doesn't matter whether they are 5th standard, 12th standard, PhD, whatever it is. Isn't it? It varies only in degree, not in kind. Because they are all, as far as the kind is concerned, they are all belonging to the kind of insecure kind. Are you with me? A fellow who has more knowledge, he also feels insecure. Right? Something like money. You possess knowledge. You are insecure when you see somebody who has more than you. In the areas which you do not know, you feel insecure. With me. So the kind of all these people continue to be in the kind of insecurity. Whereas the person who has got the knowledge of the self, he knows his real self, he is woken up. Whether you are 5th standard, 12th standard, PhD, you are still in the dream. But somebody who has woken up from the dream, he is completely relieved of all the pangs of the dream. It doesn't affect him anymore. He is not insecure at all because he knows it's a dream. Are you with me? He is woken up. So the knowledge of the waker while you are in the dream state is considered as the royal knowledge compared to any other knowledge in the dream. Can you repeat that?
Mm-hmm. The knowledge of the waker in the dream is compared to the royal knowledge.
Is compared to any other knowledge called as royal knowledge because it pulls you out of the dream completely. Thereafter, the insecurities of the dream world doesn't affect you at all. Everybody else is in the dream still. You understand? They are suffering with their arrogance, they are suffering with their insecurities, greed, jealousy, envy, lust, greed, avarice, fear. They are still going in the same level. They are all in the dream. But the knowledge of the waker completely unfolds the dream. It is capable of catapulting you to a totally different level, totally different world altogether. Thereafter, you are completely free from any misery. Any amount of knowledge you gain, it's not that you are free from misery. Understand? For example, an extremely knowledgeable person may feel insulted when his knowledge is not respected. In the case of a Satapragya, we have already studied, nothing is neither the pleasure nor pain, loss or profit, heat or cold, honor or dishonor affects him. It catapults him to a totally different realm. Are you with me? Hence this is called as royal knowledge. Why is it called as royal secret? Secret of all secrets. The king of all secrets. Why?
You never seen it.
Even if he reveals it, the fellow who is listening to it cannot understand, because it's the subtlest. There is no communication between the one who is conditioned and the person who is unconditioned. Even in a relative sense, a fellow who is conditioned by alcohol, another fellow who is not conditioned by alcohol, there is no communication. The fellow who is conditioned by alcohol says, "This is my house," and he is lying down next to the gutter. And the fellow who is not conditioned is saying, "Hey Baba, this is not your house, come." He says, "Hey, this is my house, you get up." There is no communication. Well, one is conditioned, the other is not conditioned. Do you see? So therefore, this is considered as royal secret, secret of all secrets. The most interesting thing is, it's everywhere, yet nobody sees it. It's the most easiest to attain, because it's everywhere, and it's about your true self. It is your true self, and yet you do not know, because there is hardly anybody looks within. The nature of the mind is to be extroverted. Isn't it? Immediately, our thoughts rush to the world outside. Seldom anybody turns their mind and looks within. That is why that poem is very important, Turkey and the Ant. Turkey, tired of common food, forsook the bar and sought the wood. Behind her ran an infant train, collecting here and there. That's how the poet starts the poem. He says, a turkey was tired of common food, daily dal chawal, fed up, you know. So he said, "Let us eat in Chinese." You know, like you go out continental. Like that turkey, tired of common food, forsook the barn in which the grains are kept and sought the woods in the garden. Right? And in the woods, there were a lot of black ants. They were going one behind the other. And the turkey started, the mother turkey started eating the black ants. And the young ones were scared, because they have never eaten anything moving so far. They have always eaten something which is stationary, unmoving. So the turkey says, "Fear not with freedom eat, for an ant is a delicious meat, very tasty. And it is feasting on black ants." Right? And it is feasting on black ants, it is reminded of Poltro's knife, which will fall on it, fall on them, on a Christmas day. During Christmas they smoke turkey. Isn't it? Go to the West, everybody is having these of turkey and eating. So during Christmas, the tradition is that they eat turkey. So it's reminded of that, as it says, the seven deadliest sins of the worst, the poultry is accused of it. Gluttony. Right? And as it is accusing the human being for killing turkey once a year, the poet concludes by saying, "Ere you remark another sin, with thy own conscience look within. Everything is before you remark another sin, with thy own conscience look within. Control thy more voracious bill, tongue, nor for a breakfast nation's kill. For one breakfast you are killing a nation of ant. And what about lunch and dinner? And 365 days, one turkey, human beings kill once a year. And that also 8 people eat. Minimum 8, 10 people eat. One fellow cannot eat one turkey. Isn't it? Such a small blemish, you are exaggerating. Whereas so much exaggerated blemish you have, magnified blemish, you don't see it. That is nothing but the extroverted mind. Any amount of food you give to the mind, you feed the mind, it still wants more. It's insecure. And it will only see outside, will not see within. So this secret remains a secret because nobody looks within. In the Vita book, Swamiji gives this small story. Once a diamond merchant was traveling in the train, and a thief who knew that he is carrying some diamonds, he also booked himself in the same compartment and he was also traveling. And you know, the two of them were there, so when he goes to bathroom, he thought he could take away those diamonds. So when the fellow went to the bathroom, he searched everything, he couldn't get. When he was sleeping also he searched, he couldn't get. Next day morning, when they were about to get down to the station, the thief admitted, he told the diamond merchant, "I am a thief. I booked myself in this compartment to steal your diamonds. And you also went to the bathroom and you were sleeping all along, I was searching. But I couldn't find it. So please tell me where I have kept it now. You know, my head is spinning." So he said, simple. He said, just little bit move. And he had kept it under the thief's pillow. Thief's pillow. You understand? Because the diamond merchant knew. You will search everywhere except
your own.
This is what it is. It is a secret of supreme nature because nobody looks within. And it remains a secret. And this chapter reveals the secret. Yes, Lord Krishna says, in the beginning he will guarantee, Arjuna, I will give you both knowledge and wisdom. I will reveal that secret, almost there. So, the yoga of royal knowledge and royal wisdom. Even when we listen to this chapter, still the Maya is so powerful and so conditioning that we get trapped in Maya. Is it? How many times have you heard, you are not the body, you are not the mind, you are not the intellect, you are the Atma. Yet it slips. Yet we are not able to grab it. It remains a secret. So this, when you hear this, and we are constantly reminded that a human being has a potential to reach the highest. And among the human beings, really exploratory person would like to explore the taller peak, scale the higher peak, isn't it? He doesn't get pleasure in scaling the small peaks. They train. She just came back from trekking, right? You practice everywhere here in small peaks. But you want to trek the highest. Ordinary fellows settle for the lower things. So if you really understand this, say any amount of addition, whether it is at the material level, or at the physical level, or at the emotional level, or at the intellectual level, my insecurity is not going to be removed. then what is the point of going on adding them? That addition of all those things for my survival here, whatever needs to be done, I do. But my real goal is what? To gain this royal knowledge, to reveal this royal secret. You throw this challenge to a kshatriya. You throw the challenge, the secret. This is the most difficult secret. This is the most difficult mountain to be scaled. He will say, let me try. Let me go for it. Otherwise you say, it's okay. It's so difficult to give yourself a say. Why should I try? Because you are not at that level. You understand the difference. If somebody is at that level, they say, no, I want to go for that. I want to go for the tallest peak. Nobody has ever been. Biggest, greatest adventure is going within. It's not easy. We have not started the journey as yet. The greatest adventure. Adventure means what? Going into unknown, no? Isn't it? You don't know what is in store for you. When Columbus went thinking that he's going to go out to India, he reached America. And so many people who tried could have been washed away. They have been washed away. Quite a lot of people. When animals migrate, they show in the animals on a channel and all that. They are in big herds, they are in big group. They all come to that river. Torrential flow. All looking. Suddenly one takes the lead. Have you seen that? Suddenly one takes the lead. And all of them jump. And start swimming. They have to cross. They have to swim faster than the current. And faster than the fastest crocodile. It is waiting for them to jump into the water. And they cannot delay beyond a point to jump because the wild animals on the shore is waiting to come and jump on them and finish them. In the amongst this condition, they jump and they cross. Some are eaten by crocodiles, some are washed away by the current, some manage to cross over. Many of us are like some animals which do not take the courage to jump, get eaten away by wild animals. This is the greatest adventure, jumping within. It requires a lot of courage. That's why we keep on saying spirituality is not for faint-hearted people. It is for a strong person. The beginning portion of spirituality, where a lot of people, weak people come, they are told, okay, you pray this, you do chant this mantra, you get this. You chant that mantra, you get that. So you are satisfied with that. But what you don't understand is, I have to keep on chanting mantra. After I get this, I still feel I want more. He asked for a boon, Hiranyakashipu, after having done, I don't know what kind of analysis he has done, after so much of careful thinking, he asked for a boon. Boon in such a way that he could not be killed in any possible ways. Yet he had to be killed. He was killed. In other words, that story is only trying to tell us, your insecurity will continue. You take it or leave it. Unless and until you gain this royal knowledge, don't waste your time here getting lost in the materiality and sensuality. Put in some effort to seek the self within. Try to turn your mind within. Many people don't. Are you with me? Even in spiritual field, people come and they get lost in spiritual field. See, people are interested in so-called retreats. I call it so-called retreats because they don't want to go to the same place which they went last year. Basically, they are interested in sightseeing. Gita class becomes an excuse. Arey, we had been to that country last time, Europe. Let's go to Australia this time. We went to Australia, let's go to North America. You understand? Fine. In the spiritual field, we have been to that mandir, now this mandir we have not been. I want to go to this one. The extroverted mind is functioning still there. That's the problem. That's the tragedy. So, to turn the mind within and seek the royal knowledge. The ignorant people, they ignore the self and they are lost in the materiality and sensuality. Maximum they aspire for is heaven, which we have seen last chapter, no? To go up to heaven and come back. A wise person, very rare is one who understands the importance of this. Nothing comes with you. If that be the case, why should I waste my time in them? Very rarely a person asks such a question. And seek the self within. And when he seeks the self within, he realizes the self by deep reflection over what Lord Krishna says in the entire Gita, especially in this chapter. By reflection over this, slowly, slowly, the knowledge sinks in. And he becomes totally liberated, absolutely secure. So, this chapter is asking us to gain this royal knowledge. As a human being, you have the potential to gain it. Don't throw away that potential. When you are going for a walk, climbing the mountain, sometimes you need little rest. So you sit down, the resting area, no? You rest. Even when you are doing this marathon race, in between they are giving some lemon juice or something. You have a sip of them and you continue running. The goal of a human being is to get to the self, not to stay put. So here and there you can rest in some materiality and sensuality. They are your rest points, if at all. But what has happened is, we start making permanent house in the rest points. Thinking that it will be permanent. It will not be. It cannot be. That is the thing. Here and there you can rest. It's a rest house. But you must continue the journey of the self. The purpose of life is to get back to the self. You have nothing else. Because all that you want in life is, see, when you go to anything, your mind wants to know, what will I get from it? Kya milegi? Isn't it? If I go there, I'll get something. If I go here, I'll get something. If I go to Gita class, what will I get? Something I will get. That's how the mind works. So what is it that you will get from Gita? What is it that you will get from Gita? You will get moksha from Gita. Moksha from what? From the pain, from insecurity. Okay, is there any other place where I can get the moksha? No. In any other knowledge can I get moksha? No. When I am looking for something in anything, I am actually looking for what? liberation from pain and connection with joy. Isn't it? Whatever I am doing from the time I wake up till the time I go to bed, what am I really doing? What am I doing?
Looking for peace, happiness.
Courting joy, avoiding sorrow. Dukkha nivritti, avoiding sorrow. Sukha prapti, courting joy. If anything else in this world can give me that joy, which when I say joy, I mean permanent joy, it's okay. But I don't understand, what is the benefit I get? Temporary benefit. But this knowledge will give you permanent benefit. It is the greatest secret. The moment it is told, the greatest secret, a kshatriya would want to find out. He wants to scale that secret. Without attaining the self, you are not going to find that security. See, in the first chapter I pointed out to you, 11 battalions Duryodhana has. How many battalions Pandavas have?
Seven.
And what did Duryodhana say in verse number 10, chapter 1? Our army is paryaptam, their army is aparyaptam. And I pointed out to you the meaning of that words, paryaptam and aparyaptam. What does it mean? Paryaptam means limited, sufficient. Aparyaptam means insufficient. But what it means actually, another meaning is, paryaptam means limited, aparyaptam means unlimited. He is using it as if he is using it as sufficient, insufficient. Our army is sufficient, their army is insufficient. But he is saying our army is limited, their army is unlimited. Why? Because the Krishna Bhagavan hai. Do you think? Either it's all empty. You can have any knowledge, double PhD, in any knowledge, it is still paryaptam. Why? Because you do not have the knowledge of the self. Mukam karoti vachalam, pangum langayate girim, yat kripa tamaham vande, paramananda madhavam. We chanted this in the beginning and we explained this also. The Dhyana Shlokas for the Bhagavad Gita. The 8th mantra, 8th shloka of Dhyana Shloka. It says, Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim. Mukam karoti vachalam. A dumb fellow, it makes him speak eloquently. Pangum langayate girim means, giri means what? Mountain. Pangum langayate giri means a person who has no feet. A lame fellow scaled mountain. This knowledge. See, in other words, with everything without Krishna, still that knowledge, that army was empty. With very little, but with Krishna, it was full. This is the difference. The moment you gain the knowledge of the self, you become paripurna, complete. Thereafter, your actions are all inspired action. You are not a beggar anymore, you are not a slave anymore. With all those unlimited stuffs around you, you still feel like a beggar within. with nothing with you, you feel like a monarch. If you have this knowledge. When Alexander the Great was traveling to India, he asked his teacher, "Master, what can I get for you from India?" You know what he said?
Gita. Gita.
Teacher.
Teacher.
He said, "Get me a teacher. Get me a Mahatma from India. A true Mahatma." He couldn't. He tried with one Mahatma. He said, "I am very happy here. I have nothing to do. I am not interested." You can, in other words, the teacher is having nothing. So many things you have promised. He said, "You can keep all of them. I don't want anything. I am feeling full." An emperor is feeling like a beggar. And a beggarly looking person is feeling like an emperor. That is the difference this knowledge can make in the life. But we throw this and we try to grab everything else. Like Judas, I said, we threw Jesus Christ for just 12 silver coins. This knowledge confers total objectivity upon you. It makes you a monarch from within. Without this knowledge, your life becomes shallow. Not becomes is shallow. Life is shallow. That's what he said, the yoga of royal knowledge and royal secret. So Krishna says, "I will reveal this secret in this chapter." This chapter has only 34 verses. So he is trying to tell us in this chapter, being born as a human being, he's trying to gain this knowledge. Entire Gita is that. Trying to gain for this knowledge. When you gain this, everything comes to an end. Without gaining this, anything you gain, you still feel alone.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Idam Tute Guhyatamam, Pravakshyamyana Suyave, Jnanam Vijnana Sahitam, Yajnatva Mokshya Se Shubhat, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Idam Tute Kuhyatamam, Pravakshyamyana Suyave, Jnanam Vijnana Sahitam, Yajnatva Mokshya Se Shubhat. The Blessed Lord said, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Blessed Lord said, to you who does not cavil, who does not cavil, carp, complain, criticize, find fault. Idam tute guhyatam. Verily, this guhyatam, the greatest secret, pravakshyami, I shall declare, te to you. To you, why? Because you do not cavil, anasuyave. You do not have asuya. Anasuya. You do not cavil. Can't find fault. Fault finders eyes you do not have. Like that, what do you call them? The proofreader's mind. Proofreading is the most difficult thing. But there are some people are experts in that. Isn't it? They, what is their job? What are they paid for?
Finding fault.
Finding fault.
prepared for that. Finding if there is any fault,
bring it up. That's the job.
Critique.
So he says, you do not cavil. You are listening to me. Firstly, nobody wants to listen to this. Very few people are there in the class, that's why. It's a fact. After so much of advertisements and all this, if you are able to bring people for a session, it's very difficult. It's not easy. You do not cavil, you do not find fault.
In 20th century, all this knowledge, how is it going to be helpful? What is the use of studying all this? It's not even going to help me get a job. Secondly, I'm told in that course they don't even give you a certificate. You understand? What is the use? You don't see the value of it. You cannot help a person who doesn't see the value to see the value. Everybody nowadays, what they call a servile education. What does servile education mean? Utilitarian tag attached to it. If I go and study this course, I'll get this job, I'll get this salary. It's called utilitarian tag. Nobody approaches knowledge for the sake of knowledge, what is called a liberal knowledge. When you gain this knowledge, the objectivity and detachment that you gain, in any field you will become a king. In any field, whichever field you apply. The most important thing is this objectivity. And you do not cavil, you do not find fault. You are a pure person, you have faith. In other words, cavil means a fellow who comes to find fault, just to disprove you. There are people who study Gita, all different interpretations that come to class to find fault with the speaker. We'll get nowhere. So this is actually giving the qualification of a student. He says, Arjuna, I will give you. Why? Because you do not find fault. You do not cavil. You do not criticize.
You are open to it.
You are
negative.
You are lapping it up. See, I can only initiate you if you are open up. If you are completely closed, there is no way I can initiate. How much you give yourself to the knowledge, that much the knowledge can penetrate you. But you proceed with the doubts. You proceed with doubts, with the knowledge, with the master, with everything. Nothing will go inside. So it is to you who does not cavil, verily I shall declare the greatest secret. Idam tute guhyatamam pravakshyami anasuyate. And I'll declare the secret with both knowledge and wisdom. Jnana vijnana sahita. Knowledge together with wisdom. Which having known. Meaning when you have made it your own, that's what it means, having known. Having known means not having understood. Having known means having made it your own. What is the benefit of this knowledge? Why should I know it? This, you shall be free from evil.
you shall be free from evil. Means what?
Mental agitation, insecurity.
You will become absolutely free from any insecurity. You know, there's a particular teacher in Tamil who speaks on all these subjects in Tamil. He doesn't encourage people taking notes. There's no need to take notes. Tradition is that you are not supposed to take notes. Why? What?
Listen and absorb that time.
यक्षुषा पश्यति येन चक्षुभूषि पश्यति तदेव ब्रह्मत्वं विद्धि नेदं यदिदमुपासते यश्रोत्रेण शृणोति येन श्रोत्रमिदं श्रुतं तदेव ब्रह्मत्वं विद्धि नेदं यदिदमुपासते तदेव ब्रह्मत्वं विद्धि नेदं यदिदमुपासते. He repeats 5 times. Usually Upanishads don't repeat.
In nature, do you see anything repetition? No sunrise is same. Have you seen anything repetition in nature?
They're
different. Yeah, similar. Every day is different. Every moment is different. Overall, it's hot summer. But within that, there's a lot of difference. It's unique. Every moment is unique.
A selfless master is fresh. He doesn't take notes and comes and lectures. He speaks from the truth, which is his own self. Right?
And then he speaks, he says, it is not what you see, but what makes you see. He's talking about whom? God. He says, God is not what you see. What makes you see? Not what you people worship here. That alone is God, not what you people worship here. Tadeva brahmatvam vidhi. No, that alone is God. Nedam yadidam upasate. Not what you people worship here. Then he says, it is not what you hear. What makes you hear? That alone is God, not what you people worship here. What do you understand from this verse? It is not what you hear, but what makes you hear. What do you understand from this verse?
No.
What are you writing down?
Yes.
What you hear.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
What you are hearing is what you write down, no?
Yes.
And what is the Upanishad saying? You are writing down.
It is not what you hear, what makes you hear.
And what is he saying?
Focus on what is making you hear.
Exactly. It's saying what you hear is not truth. And you're taking down. Your notes is full of untruth. It is very deep. You get it, gets it. You understand? It is not what you hear, what makes you hear. So you are full of words. But the truth is beyond words. And you miss the words. But you are very happy, collected lots and lots of words. So that master says, don't take notes. And he doesn't allow people to record also. Okay. And in some class, somewhere, somebody recorded and they had put it in internet. internet. Nowadays you can put it in internet. And somebody was a terminal patient. Terminal cancer he had in the last stage. And doctor had told already that within few months he will die. He was in that stage. He happened to browse the net and he happened to listen to that lecture. He was feeling so low before that, because he's been told, you know, you're going to die. He was feeling so depressed and so low. But after listening to this lecture, he was completely rejuvenated, cheerful. He said, so what if I have to die? Even tomorrow if I have to die, it's okay. You know, he's completely rejuvenated. So he wrote back, whoever uploaded, thank you very much, this is what happened. And that was shown to the teacher. And I believe the teacher said, okay, now if you want to record and put it, somebody is benefiting like this, it's okay. In other words, why am I bringing it here? A person who was at the last stage, who was completely shattered, was totally rejuvenated. So his benefit, what is the benefit? Here is a, you shall become free from evil. Absolutely. Thereafter, there is no question of negativity in you. ये हो जाएगा, हो जाएगा, क्या होगा? अगर ये हो गया तो उसको क्या होगा? Anything can happen any minute. You will challenge Yama. This is my address. Keep it with you. Whenever you want, you can come. Big deal. You are ready for the loss. The way to gain anything is to lose it. Sangramtita says, who attachment in aina? Way to gain anything is to lose it. You are ready to lose. Which means what? You are not running to win or lose. You are running because you love to run. And thereafter you are always a winner. Even in loss. Here, even in victory, we are losers. Krishna wants us to be a winner, not be losers. So he says, this gukhya tamam, this secret, if you put in the effort and gain that secret, if you can reveal the secret from within yourself, through the knowledge and wisdom that I'll impart to you, Arjuna, this is what will happen to you. You shall become completely free from evil. Thereafter you are not worried. Abhi kya start chal raha hai? Yes sir, if it comes then this is a problem for me for next 7 months. Kuch nahi. You understand? There is nothing can affect you. You tell the sir, you do what you want. And go. I'm going about my business. See that inner confidence. All negativity is shattered. That's what he means. Which having known, you shall be free from evil. Evil is the vasana. The desires, the attachments, you become completely free from the vasana, from the desires, from the agitations. Thereafter there is nothing that you really want to free from. You become a completely free person, liberated individual. So it is to you who does not care. That is very, very important. If I want to reveal the secret, the first thing that I must have is what? Qualification. Qualification is what? Bhakti. Faith in the words of the master. I should not find fault. Keep on complaining. I must be united at the heart level and my head must cooperate with the heart. The head will then apply itself to use the knowledge and reveal the secret and not find fault with the secret.
with understanding. I gave you the story, huh? The two people were arguing about the origin of the river. Did you discuss that here? Two fellows were arguing about the origin of the Ganges. Sitting in Rishikesh, they were arguing where the Ganges is coming from. One fellow said, a huge giant is sitting on top of the mountain. Sweating profusely, and his sweat is flowing down his river. Another fellow said, what are you talking, man? It cannot be sweat. You don't sweat that much. He must be making water. So they were fighting whether he is making water or he is sweating. This was going on as to what is the origin of the river Ganges. That time, one Swami who has an ashram in Gangotri was passing by. He saw these two fellows arguing about the origin of the river. Where he is having the kutir. His kutir is at the where the place water starts, originates, Gangotri. He knows, but they were not in a mood to listen. He saw them arguing so much, but he wanted to help them. He said, excuse me, both of you, you seem to be arguing. I just overheard. Are you arguing about the origin of the river Ganges? I said, yes, sir. You tell, this fellow is saying, big giant is sitting there and making water, I am saying, sweating. No. I said, sir, I don't know. I can see that you both are arguing so much. It looks like you both are really serious. You want to know. He said, yes. If you are really serious, then you will be ready to give anything for it, isn't it? I said, yes. We want to settle this matter once and for all. He said, just come with me. If you are ready, you are really serious. Tazan, tamasha, you know, don't know what to do. Between 11 and 12, 15 on Thursdays, it's a different matter. If you are really serious, then you come with me. He said, yes, we'll come with you. Shoulder to shoulder. Don't doubt. Agar doubt hai, you leave me. You understand? You're serious now. You're ready to die. And come with me. Shoulder to shoulder he took them. And took them to Gangotri. Finally. Made them see where the water comes from. Where does water come from? Rocks. There is no giant sitting there and sweating. Or spitting. Or making water. Water comes from rocks. All arguments put to rest. People are ready for more debates on spiritual truths. Nobody is ready to go within and reveal the secret within. Nobody. They will talk, argue. Is God Mr. or Miss? Somebody asked Swami Tirtha. Is God Mr. or Miss? He said it is a mystery. Neither Mr. nor Miss. Nobody knows the truth. Nobody is interested in it. Hardly anybody is really interested. Are you with me? So like those two fellows, no questioning. No questioning, because we studied already. Tatvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena. Just question to understand, not questioning the veracity of the knowledge. Shastram means what? Shastram means to teach and protect. Other way of learning is committing the mistake and learning. Then also not everybody learns. Go on repeating the mistakes. Shastra, what it does is, it reveals, Baba, what you want is sukham. Why you want sukham? Why everybody is looking for sukham? Because you've come from sukham. Is what Shastra says? Baba, you are looking for sukham because your original nature is sukham. You come from sukham. You do not know that now.
Therefore, you are looking for sukham in the many things of the world in which you will only get, if at all, temporary sukham. Not that permanent sukham that you are seeking. So the Shastra says, where that permanent sukham is, how to get there? Really? Where that permanent sukham is and how to get there? So it teaches and protects. Until you get to that sukham, how to manage your life here and now, that also the Shastra teaches. It will show you where the sukham is, ultimate sukham is. It will help you to get there. Until you get there, you need to manage the affairs of the world. It teaches you how to manage the affairs of the world. That is Shastra. But many of us don't get to Shastra. So he says, you are the one who are not caviling, not finding fault, but going along with me. You have the potential to reveal the secret from within. So I am going to give you both knowledge and wisdom. A guru cannot give wisdom. Guru can only give knowledge. How do you gain wisdom? By reflecting, by subjecting the knowledge to series of questioning and experimentation with faith, you convert the knowledge into wisdom. Like how you convert milk into yogurt. How do you make curd?
By adding a
little bit of jamun, you add to the
milk.
Are you sure? Lukewarm milk. Lukewarm is very important here. Why? Because if it is cold milk, kuch nahi hoga. Very hot milk, very much nahi hoga. If you have no experience of the world, फिर भी कुछ नहीं होगा क्योंकि आपका pangs of the world experience ही नहीं किया. Please understand this, dukkha is important. You must have, you know, some dukkha experience. But too much dukkha experience also will make you pessimist. Too hot also you cannot be with experience. Too cold also you cannot be with experience. At the right time you have to be caught. And what? In the lukewarm milk you add little jamun. Like that, in that right condition you add little knowledge every day. Every day. Not only once a week. Every day. What happens when the little jamun is added to the lukewarm milk and kept overnight? Then the milk converts into yogurt, becomes thick. Then what do you do with the thick curd? Churn it. Isn't it? And when you churn it, what happens? Buttermilk, butter separates. You preserve the butter in water. Similarly, when you add little knowledge to lukewarm experienced person on a daily basis, knowledge starts formulating in him. With that knowledge, he starts churning himself. His own personality. Am I this body? Self-analysis. Am I this mind? Am I this intellect? Am I this puja? Are you with me? Am I this? Am I this? Am I this? Who am I? Churning continuously. with constant churning of negation of the non-self and assertion of the self. What happens? The butter, the self knowledge separates. You get established in the self. That is wisdom. And that self knowledge is preserved in water, the tradition of water. Through the tradition, the knowledge is imparted. Are you with me? So, how do you gain wisdom? Through manana and nididhyasana. Shravana, you hear. Through manana and nididhyasana, you convert the knowledge into wisdom. But the guru, nididhyasana is meditation, experimentation. Shravana eliminates the first aspect of ignorance. First aspect of ignorance is what? I don't know. I've heard, so I know. But I've not understood. The second, I don't know is gone. But I've not understood is not gone. That will go through manana. But I have no experience is still lingering. I have no experience will go through nididhyasana. Are you with me? Shravana manana nididhyasana. Put together is jnana. So, you have to convert the knowledge into wisdom. But yet the guru here says, I will give you both knowledge and wisdom. What does he mean? When he says, I will give you both knowledge and wisdom. But one cannot give wisdom, one can only give knowledge. He means, I will explain so thoroughly that you need to do very little
reflection.
But that very little also we don't do. Also what it means is, I'll give you both knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge, jnanam, vijnanam. Jnanam, visheshir, jnanam, vijnanam. Meaning, knowledge of the world and the knowledge of the self that pervades the world. Knowledge of the milk and knowledge of the butter that pervades the milk. That is another meaning. I'll give you both knowledge and wisdom. You have not heard this so far about self. Everywhere, everybody is talking about how to increase your bank balance by one more rupee. You understand? Nobody talks about who you essentially are. When you essentially are a multi-millionaire or a bank owner, you are trying to put 1 rupee extra in that bank every day. But you are the owner of the bank. So it says, I will give you both knowledge together with wisdom. Just knowledge of the world is of no use without the knowledge of the self. I will impart you both. With that, what happens is the inner confidence is there. Thereafter, life becomes a play. Thereafter, life is not a serious thing for you. But if I lose this, what will happen? I lose that, what will happen? There's no yoga. Every moment the fear is there, no? I lose this, I lose this, I lose this. I told you about that drinking Pepsi. From the Rajasthan, that was the other example. When you drink Pepsi from a bottle, you put a straw inside, and if you want to drink, you have to look down a little bit. Little bit you look down. When you look down, you see the Pepsi. It's full bottle. Little bit you suck. What happens? Bottle mein? Kam hota. You are seeing it's getting reduced. And you are drinking. Yeah, you can't drink. If you drink, if you want to enjoy, it will reduce. You don't know what to do. You are caught in the samsara. It's like drinking Pepsi. This is how we are living our life. So there is knowledge together with wisdom I will give. Jnanam, and visheshena jnanam. Jnanam of the prakriti. Vijnanam of the self, purusha. How the purusha pervades the entire. The moment I gain that, I become completely free. Isa vasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat. This is the first verse of Isa Vasyam. With the Isha, you cover the entire earth, entire world. Jagat is nothing but Isha, but knowledge you must get. It's like, I do not know that my toes is also me. Or, I do not know this entire kurta belongs to me. So little money is there in this pocket. And this pocket, I am coveting money from this pocket. It's my money only. Both pockets belong to me. The entire universe is nothing but what? Isha, Brahman. Your entire body is one. Isn't it? Kidney is not separate, brain is not separate. It's all one. That knowledge, vijnanam, in the things that looks like separate, if you have vijnanam, you will see one entity. When you see one entity, can there be fear? You go to some other country, there is fear. Why? There is otherness. Isn't it? There are other countrymen who don't belong to my country. Fear again. You come back to India. What happened? Oneness. Fear of otherness is not there anymore. Would there be any fear? There are because you got that oneness. So that's what he's trying to say. The ability to see that one all-pervading truth in and through this seemingly different things. That I will explain to you. Once I see that, then there is no fear. When I know it's my own mother who has worn that clothes of her, they will do this during that, what is it called, celebration that we do in the US. It's come to India now.
Halloween.
Everybody wears a ghost and all sorts of dress, right? Mm. You get so scared. But when you know that the person who is wearing it is your own mother, you don't get scared. If you have the vijnana, fear goes. At the moment, what are they bothered about? What are they talking about me? You feel as if they are only talking about you. And even if they do, it doesn't bother you. That's what he says. You become completely free from all evil. When you hit the pillow at night, you should be able to sleep within 10 seconds. But we are not, because so much of agitation. This all will go. The world has to come to an end at night. You will sleep with this. No problem. When you act so dynamically, and then you go to sleep, you fall off to sleep, even if the world has to go to end. No problem. That is what he is saying. That is the benefit you will gain if you are able to see that oneness through everything. Thereafter this madness will stop. And thereafter only cheerful expression of divinity. All your actions will be an expression of divinity. That knowledge I shall declare to you from next week onwards.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnanat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnamiva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. सकलं परस्मै सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.